Support worker struggle in Sri Lanka. The following is a model resolution to be passed at trade union meetings in support of workers fighting back in Sri Lanka as part of the mass movement against the cost of living crisis and repressive government. This branch/union notes, Sri Lanka is facing the worst economic crisis in its history. The prices of essentials, food, and fuel has increased manifold. Mass struggle has erupted recently demanding improved conditions and the resignation of the corrupt government. A general strike, a hartal, also took place supporting the demands of the masses. The dictatorial president, who is also accused of committing war crimes against Tamils, was forced to resign. However, the so-called new government has refused to implement any changes or the demands of the mass movement. Instead, repression and attacks on democratic rights have intensified. The army is led by Shivendra Silva, who is named in a UN report as a war criminal, and is now in control of the whole island, implementing repressive measures. The repressive Sri Lankan government is trampling democratic rights, asterisk freedom of speech, opposition politicians, trade unionists, civil rights campaigners, and journalists continue to face repression, and severe restrictions remain in place on the media asterisk freedom of assembly. More and more places are put under police and military control prohibiting any gathering. All the protests are currently attacked, and protesters arrested in each time asterisk workers' rights. The Sri Lankan government is brutally anti-union. The workers' leaders are arrested and charged for simply protesting to defend workers' conditions. Laborites are under attack. The government is further taking actions to limit or stop trade union activities asterisk the right to a decent life. Public services are being privatized, and workers' conditions are being attacked across the board. This will also facilitate the rapid commercialization of the island's resources. The climate of fear created by the government has restricted the political activities of Tamils, Muslims and hill country workers. This branch resolves, asterisk to affirm its solidarity with the struggle of workers, students, and youth in Sri Lanka, asterisk support the movement for a people's council in Sri Lanka, asterisk to demand that the Sri Lankan government, asterisk allow democratic rights including freedom of assembly, free speech, and freedom for dissent asterisk stop attacking the protests, and arresting protesters asterisk, to release all activists immediately, including Lasantha Mudalige, convener of the student union, and others who are held, and drop all charges against the activists asterisk abolish the Prevention of Terrorism Act, PTA, asterisk to support the Ceylon Teachers Union, CTU, Independent Ceylon Teachers Union, ICTU, to produce a bulletin for its members asterisk, to publicize the activity of Tamil solidarity and other events organized by the Tamil community in defense of their rights asterisk, to support the development of independent trade unions in Sri Lanka and to help monitor conditions in the workplaces asterisk to forward this motion to regional/national bodies of our union as appropriate, and encourage them to support/affiliate as appropriate. The affiliation fee is £250, or to make a one-off donation. Checks payable to Tamil Solidarity, see tamilsolidarity.org for details. Contribution towards assisting the work of teachers' union and other unions in Sri Lanka.